Now, what I see that saying, and I believe in this particular verse, the King James is closer than other translations. If you have a different translation, you won't see the statement, "And I will leave but one sixth. I will leave the sixth part of thee." If you have the King James, it says, I believe it's teaching five out of every six of the attacking enemy will be destroyed. If you don't want to accept that because I got a King James Bible, glory to God, hallelujah. If you don't want to accept that, just read the rest of chapter 39. It's going to be so bad, it's going to take 7 months for them to bury the dead on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. The implements that they use for war will burn for 7 years at that area. I submit to you the major portion up, and I see it as 5/6 of all the nations mentioned, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Turkey, wiped out by 5/6. Pretty tough time. In fact, that is the second seal judgment of Revelation chapter 6, a man on a red horse that wipes out all these people. The fourth seal judgment, look here, is 1/4 of the earth's population being killed. How many is that? That's 1.5 billion people killed. At the midway point, another third of that, that would mean another 1.5. That means in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, 3 billion people at our present population will be killed according to the prophecies. And I submit to you, 5 out of the 6 of these nations will be destroyed when they come against Israel. May I just show you a little, can we chase a rabbit just for a moment? Somebody said, don't apologize for chasing a rabbit. We love it when you chase a rabbit. Go back to Daniel chapter 11 just for a moment. Just for a moment. Look at Daniel chapter 11. You see what Jesus is going to do. He's going to give the victory to the Jewish people to protect them there. He's not going to let them be destroyed. That's Satan's plan. If Satan can destroy the Jew, it's evident throughout the entire history of the Old Testament. If Satan can destroy the Jew, then Satan is the victor. God is the loser. Look what happens. Chapter 11, verse 44 of Daniel. But tidings out of the east and out of the north, that would be Magog and Russia and Ukraine. It would be all those others out of the east that we talked about. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go forth. Who's he? Antichrist. He shall go forth. Antichrist. He shall go forth with fury to destroy and to utterly make away many. Now, what did he do? First thing, Syria attacks, he goes to Syria and wipes them out. Egypt attacks, he goes to Egypt and wipes them out. These others start coming towards Jerusalem. He's down in Egypt. He's making his way up the Jordan Valley, going back towards Jerusalem. All this other coalition of nations coming at him. Before he can get there, they are just about to wipe out the Jewish people, and Jesus intercedes and wipes out these attacking enemies, 5 out of every 6 of them. But what does the Antichrist do? Best thing we can determine from verse 44 is that the Antichrist goes in and usurps the victory. He goes in. He goes to utterly destroy. The Antichrist. Then what happens in verse 45? And he, the Antichrist, look at this, shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Between the seas, well, the four seas, the Mediterranean Sea and the Dead Sea, the Sea of Galilee and the Red Sea. What is that? Jerusalem. What's the glorious holy mountain? The Temple Mount. What's the tabernacles of his palace? The temple. Want to know when the Antichrist is going to put the temple up in Jerusalem? After this battle of Ezekiel 38. Why? Well, what did Ezekiel 38 say? There'll be a great shaking in the land like no man has ever seen. Could be an earthquake. I mean, the Temple Mount is on a fault. But you know what I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be that battle and one of those stray scuds will hit the dome of the rock. You know, during the Gulf crisis, Judy and I would run into our sealed room, put our gas mask on, anticipating a scud coming in. You know what the Orthodox Jews in the Jewish quarter did? They never went into a sealed room. They never put a gas mask on. When the alarm sounded, the siren said there's a scud coming in, they ran to the Western Wall. And they got to the Western Wall and they started praying. Here's what they prayed. Dear God, please let one of those scuds hit the Dome of the Rock. By the way, you know what scud stood for? S-C-U-D. Sure could use direction. Saddam Hussein didn't know where they were going. I mean, he just fired them. They didn't have any way controlling them. A scud? One went 15 miles south of Jerusalem, one went 17 miles north. We felt we were in pretty good shape. I mean, you got Bethlehem, you got the old city of Jerusalem there, you got we didn't think he'd hit a scud right there. I mean, we knew that if he hit that Dome of the Rock with a scud, the United States government wouldn't have to worry about anything. The Islamic world would rip his head off and burn it right there in front of him. I mean, and so they were praying. It never happened, as you well know. I believe that's what's going to happen. I believe that's the scenario. We don't have absolute, but I do have this absolute. The Antichrist goes out, usurps the victory from Jesus Christ, who just defeated the attacking enemies of Ezekiel 38, and then he goes to the Holy Mount, and he says to all the Jews, hey, Jews, see what I did? I confirmed a peace agreement with you. Now I've wiped out that Dome of the Rock. Let's build our temple up there. And he builds that tribulation temple that he's going to desecrate at the midway point. Pretty interesting, huh? Go to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18. We're looking at the final solution according to Daniel, the final solution according to Ezekiel, the final solution according to John the Revelator in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 17 and 18. Are the manifestation, and I touched base briefly with it the other day, the manifestation of Nimrod's one world government, one world religion. Satan's subtle strategy for dominion over all of mankind, manifest in the Islamic faith. Chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, and again, I have... For these subjects I'm simply touching base with, we have tapes covering everything. Judy can tell you which ones if you want to get deeper. Revelation chapter 17 happens in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 18, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 17 is a false church. It's a mother-son cult. Did you hear what I said? A mother-son cult established by Nimrod at Babel, Semiramis, Tammuz, a mother-son cult. With the fall of the Babylonian Empire, 539 BC, that headquarters for the mother-son cult moved from Babylon to a place called Pergamos. Remember Pergamos? Pergamos, one of the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Pergamos, the location where the Roman emperors were first deified. Pergamos, where the Roman emperors took on not only a political leadership in the Roman Empire, but the religious leadership as well. They had a title in both of their categories. Number one, the title for their political leadership was Caesar. That's why you hear all of them now called Caesar. So they were Caesar, Augustus, Caesar, so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay? That was their political leadership title. Their title for their religious leadership was called Pontifex Maximus. And they had convents of virgins who worshiped them, who wore fish-shaped hats, who wore scarlet and purple, who had crosses made out of diamonds and pearls, who had a chalice full of blood, they said, from the body of Jesus Christ. By the way, don't you dare go out of here and say what you think I said. You go out of here and only say what you heard me say. And it is being recorded to guarantee I did not use the C word. I'm only exegeting the scripture and telling you what actually happened. Judy and I were just at Pergamos. We saw the statues of the Roman emperors. where they were deified and where they took on this religious leadership and where they have inscribed on the statue Pontifex Maximus, meaning major keeper of the bridge. Oh, by the way, that was too long a title, so they shortened it to Pontiff. And then they shortened it to Pope. Remember, you only say what you heard me say, not what you think you heard me say. And then a couple hundred years after Christ went back to heaven, Pergamus fell. And that mother-son cult, the worship co-equal, the mother and the son, that mother-son cult's headquarters changed from Pergamus to a seven-hilled city prophesied in the book of Revelation chapter 17 called the city of Rome. And there the mother-son cult is still operating.